We've been reading Guy Merchant's 2009 paper on Web 2 New Literacies and the idea of learning through participation. This is just a response to that. There was a lot of really thought-provoking stuff in it, but what got me thinking a little bit at a tangent was something which is mentioned on the fifth page about how institutions approach adopting these technologies of learning through participation. And it's got me thinking about what might be the relationship between innovation and change on one side and fear on the other. Now, this fear could be institutional. So let's say you've got an educational authority who is keen to protect their students, and they view a lot of the social networking technology as putting them at risk. So quite often what happens is they'll lock it down. Which then denies these sorts of technologies to innovative teachers that are wanting to explore their use. There's also a cultural aspect to it as well, and Guy alludes to this sense of historical moral panic about teenagers sitting in their bedrooms passively consuming media and what that was going to do to their brains, which has now been replaced by a different sort of moral panic to do with the risks that teenagers open themselves up to by participating in social networking. There's also an individual side to this anxiety and fear issue as well, which might make people reluctant to get involved in learning through participation. Having an online presence and identity does open up an individual to a certain level of vulnerability, be that social or emotional, which is quite relevant to our course. I'm one of these people that's quite happy to make a fool of themselves and then regret it later. So participating, I'm quite happy to do at this stage, but for other people that might not come quite so easily. And it might also change for me over time as well. It reminds me a little bit of a book that I read years ago as part of my undergraduate study in geography called Landscapes of Fear, I think by a chap called Yifu Tuan, which examined how people's behaviours in a landscape were affected by fears and anxieties. I wonder whether you could do a comparable study looking at how learning through participation, just generally participation in Web 2 technologies, is influenced by fears and anxieties.